Hello there, and welcome to the Nautical Twist podcast episode. My name is Em, and I'm here with a random podcast episode that I actually didn't even fully think through before I decided to record this. I actually don't think I think through most of the podcast episodes until after they're done, and I realize that I've left out a bunch of my main points from the podcast episode. But for me, the big goal is to put it out there, and the rest will work itself out, I hope. So anyway, I wanted to do this episode because I had a recent conversation with a good friend, and we were talking because she had been recently working on getting in shape, getting back in shape. She had certain fitness goals that she wanted to achieve. And she, like many of us, for something that we're trying to look into, a lot of us maybe nowadays look at YouTube for different ideas and suggestions. And I actually think it's a great resource. I had found some great exercise videos last year to help me meet a certain fitness goal that I wanted to reach. And in our conversation, she was talking about how she had been trying something. Like there's this expert online that works specifically on the areas that she wanted to target. And she was saying that while she was doing this, I had talked to her in the early part of the week, and she was showing me some of the exercises. I'm like, well, I don't know. That exercise looks kind of funny. And I don't know how good that would be for your legs, for example. And then I talked to her later on in the week. And I noticed that she was kind of talking about how her legs were a bit, they weren't feeling so good. And not in the good way where, you know, you feel really strong. And, you know, your legs are just a little sore maybe because you worked out. But they were actually in pain. And it really made me think about something that I've had to consider when I relied on any videos. And like, of course, even like when you're listening to podcast episodes and watching YouTube videos, I use YouTube a lot for cooking and baking things as well. And of course, as we all know, in a way, everything of what you see is at your own discretion, whether you choose to follow it or not. There is no obligation and, not even necessarily a recommendation to follow it, but really people just showing other people that, hey, this is what I've done. But something interesting is that in this particular case, my friend, you know, she was looking at this person who's, you know, they're much younger, and they were clearly trying different things to try. And yeah, I'm not sure if it was like for views or what the case was, but something we had talked about was the idea that, and not to take away from somebody who's younger and doing a great job and going from that, but I was talking about how it's just interesting for me. I try not to actually, when I'm looking at something particularly for fitness, I try not to actually look specifically just at people who are my age and doing something. I'd like to actually see somebody down the line and see, for example, there's a couple people I've seen their videos, they're in their 70s, for example, and doing some crazy, amazing workouts. And for me, it was very interesting because I like to think in terms of what's the long-term impact of what we're dealing with or what you're seeing. And sometimes somebody's doing something because their body can do that right now, but is it a long-term thing? And it just made me think on a bigger picture. How many things that we see that we're aspiring towards are good for the long term versus thinking more, for the short term, you're going to feel good. But maybe even in this case, with my friend's case, maybe a week later, you may not be feeling so good because what this person that she's following is doing is not actually sustainable and probably not even necessarily healthy. So it just made me think in terms of being careful about who you're relying on to decide what's the best course of action. I like seeing seeing older people do things. Like for me, I just think it's so impressive, first of all, to see somebody who's 70 doing things like doing pull-ups and push-ups and all that type of stuff. Even though I don't consider myself to be any type of fitness buff or anything like that, but it's still very encouraging to see somebody pushing through and seeing what they found to really work for them, and then deciding whether or not this is something that is sustainable and works specifically for me and in my world. And I even apply this to travel and the way that people choose to travel. There's some people
I'm sure plenty of other people have seen when some people are traveling to Europe, for example, are you using a hostel? Does that make the most sense for you versus a hotel versus Airbnb type of things? And it just applies so many ways across the board. So anyway, I just want to come on here and just share that random thought. Again, these are just thoughts that I like to just come on here and share, and not necessarily for anybody to follow or necessarily do whatever I'm saying, but just in terms of just some food for thought. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. I truly do hope that you are having an amazing day, and I know today's Sunday, so I really hope that your week starts off really well. I will be back very soon with another podcast episode, because I am still working on a way to have some other way for us to communicate back and forth. If anybody has any follow-up thoughts or anything you want to share after any episode, I really want to make sure that I am available to have that back and forth. And I really want to expand that interaction. So anyway, I want to thank you again for listening. And in the meantime, I hope you guys take care, and I'll talk with you soon.